This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Krishna.
And you are currently listening to our finale, the great grand finale, after a good 6-year run, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole high school life, our 1 year of intermediate school life, you have been with us.
Yeah.
This has been a consistency in our life once a week. At the same time, usually 3:30 p.m. on Thursdays,
mm-hmm.
It feels a bit odd, no?
Yeah.
Like, when I don't come here 1 week, I'm like, I feel like I needed to do something that I have not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stuck at home all summer. This was, like, my reason for going into town, and then I would do, like, additional things in town before I came here. Be like, oh, well, I'm going to town anyway. But now, if I need to get something in town, I need to collect reasons to get it, so I'm not going into town for one thing and then going home. Like, I have no other reason to leave my house.
I don't have a reason to go home late.
Mm.
This is proper deep, actually. I wasn't thinking about this serious, but now that I am, yeah, things are getting scary out here. Because so many things are ending in this year.
Yeah.
My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm turning...
I shall wish you for my flight.
Thank you. Oh, yes, of course. Of course. You'll be on the plane like I usually am. But I don't want to be 18. Being 17 is quite literally perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? First of all, you're taking away my podcast. Then you're taking away me being 17. What's next? My identity? Like, that's all I had. So it's a tough time, to mm-hmm. be honest. The more I think about it, the more deep it gets. But I'm trying to let that slide right now. Cause...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Speaking of, do you guys remember that one episode that we did about how being 17 is perfect? And Krishna was 16, not wanting to turn 17.
I think so.
Or she was.
I don't remember.
She was 15, turning 16, and she was.
I sort of remember that.
17, dancing queen, young and
yeah.
sweet. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh dear.
Where the studio had the whole old setup. It was dark and dingy, no colored lights, and we were all talking, and Krishna was talking about getting her license. She was like, 16 is perfect. I don't want to become 17. But let me tell you, nothing is more perfect than 17.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
What do you mean? What's better than 17?
I like my life right now.
Oh. Right.
Never mind.
But that's because you're still in high school.
No, I'm not.
No,
like
our
you
school
were.
Account just got deleted. I don't think we are.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But that's because this year you were in high school. So you
uh-huh.
had a good run, I believe.
No.
Oh.
Okay,
I mean my life outside of school.
Okay, just let me shut up then. You know what? I used to hate school, and every morning I'd wake up and ask my mom, hey, can I stay home today? Every day she'd say no, but, you know.
The amount of times you've just come in your home clothes.
But that's because I didn't
crazy.
Have a uniform this year.
I forgot that.
Yeah, year 13s at my school don't have a uniform. But... I used to just leave school because I hated being there. This year, either by the magic of friendship or I became a better person and stopped annoying my mom every day, school was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do the work, but I enjoyed being there.
Yeah, I think after the horrors of term one,
yeah.
I started enjoying going to school. But the end of term one, I wanted to dig myself a hole in the backyard.
Yeah, I do remember this. Every day
yeah.
was... Simply just a crisis.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
I think I started getting to it after the end of term two, which is after the ball.
Mm. Yeah, around the ball time, it was simply euphoric to be at school.
Yeah.
Because if I did not want to be there, my friend and I would just get up and leave. And my brother was in town at the time, like in New Zealand, and he would just pick us up and would go.
Oh,
and I was like, wait,
I love that.
This is entertaining for me, like, because one, it's my brother, so my mom didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's legal because he has his full license and we weren't, mm-hmm. you know, in a restricted license car. And we would just go and shop for the ball. And I think that was extremely fun.
That sounds great.
for you guys it's less fun because, or like less interesting because you've always had the city right next to your school.
Yeah.
It's also good. Like, if the city sees our uniform, they tend to either contact the school or they just won't let us in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got annoying at a point.
Just pretty stupid, but yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Yeah.
There's some people that ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. You can't even go into Kmart in your uniform even after school.
Really?
Until like 4 o'clock or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Why?
Because people shoplifting.
But the amount of times we went out for our study period is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that's study period meaning I'm not staying at school.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a study period this year, I think I would have dropped out.
Facts.
I agree. Study period was the best, especially when it came right before or right after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had 2 hours of, oh, but you guys can't leave the school, can you?
Oh, we just did anyway.
We did, because the front gate would always be open.
If you have it last, then you can leave.
Right.
But at if you didn't school, have it last, you weren't supposed to.
Weren't supposed to. At our school, if you didn't have a class, you could just leave. Like, if you go
That's
to...
That's how it used to be. At girls' high.
But some people ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, I think it was before COVID.
Oh, COVID ruined it all.
Yeah, there's some people and some things that ruin it for everybody. But at our school, like, if you go to a class, your teacher's not there, just leave.
That's crazy.
Like, leave the school grounds. And then sometimes a teacher may stop you and you're just like, hello, I don't have class. And like, okay, bye. So it's really never that serious.
Like, even if we had it last and we would go out through the gate, they would ask, show me your timetable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, your leave pass.
Sometimes they'd do that.
Yeah.
I think I looked like a goody two-shoes because I never in my life got asked. Even when I would leave in, like, year 11 and 12 in my uniform when I fully wasn't supposed to be, nobody said anything.
That's really funny. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. See, high school was a weird, weird time because
mm-hmm.
everybody is just trying to be cool, I believe. Like, not me personally, but I feel like generally it's about perception and also studying a little bit on the side.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people leave high school early, and I'm like, good for you. Like, obviously you don't like it.
Mm.
Go ahead.
If you ask
but
me...
But honestly, I enjoyed my last year more than any other year.
Yeah.
Everybody told me that, because I had the opportunity to leave in year 12. And everybody was like, no, you have to stay for year 13. And I was like, bro, you don't know me. I hate school and I hate life and I hate it so much and there's no reason for me to stay. Why would I make myself miserable in such way? But then I went and I was like, you guys are right, but I can't say that.
Yeah, you guys are, that.
It's like, you guys are right, but I'm not going to tell you that, sorry. But they were truly, truly correct. Something happens in year 13. Wait. It's because everything is more special when it's leaving.
Mm.
Everything is more special when it's temporary.
I feel like year 13 made more memories than any other year.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because you know it's all about to end soon. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, okay, this is about to be over. So it's more special. Like, if you, like, I go to holiday in India.
Mm-hmm.
If I lived there, the things that I think are cool would be significantly lamer.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be special. Nothing would matter. I wouldn't feel the same way I do around the people that I see.
Mm-hmm.
But because I know that I'm leaving, I'm like, wow, I love you guys. This is amazing. But if I lived there, I'd probably hate them. Sorry, not sorry. So I think that same phenomena applies to year 13.
Yeah, I think also because we're older and we have, like... Like, with my friend group, we spent more time together because, like, people could drive and, like, people could pick people up and things like that. So we did more stuff outside of school.
Agreed.
Yeah.
My friend group still can't drive, so. It's just me and this one other.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so.
I haven't got my restricted yet.
Krishna, lock in!
I'm going to India, bro! I don't have time! I've been working nonstop. I literally saw you the other
day. Okay, yeah.
Like, five times.
Yeah. I went, to where Krishna works.
Yeah.
And it's like a, brown mums love that store, I can't lie.
Yeah.
So we were walking around for ages, and every department I went to, why was Krishna right there?
And every time she would come and I would like just come through the exit, I'm like, hi.
Like every time. Every time I turned the corner, I'd see Krishna and I was like, oh, hey, why are you still here?
Even when she was leaving, I literally left.
Yeah, I was like, huh? I was so confused. I don't know how the place works, but yeah. How are you everywhere all at once?
Wait, which one do you work at? The one at the base?
Yeah.
Because I saw someone who works there that we went to intermediate with.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Scared me a little bit. I was God, I forgot that you existed a little
bit. She's a Christmas casual.
Right. That makes sense.
She works at my school. I mean, she goes to my school, no?
Works at your school, yeah.
I think so.
Does she have the same birthday as you?
Unfortunately, it's just going to change, yeah.
No, I'm just asking, is it that person?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, she's the reason Krishna was in our class.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, so I was friends with her, right? And yeah. I was in...
Rua.
No.
Oh.
Rua's yucky.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said it.
I was in Waru.
Yeah.
And
oh, this arguably...
Wait, that's
still safe, but like a bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Waru and I was friends with her, and yeah. We were just sitting outside on the bench, and our female teacher came up.
Yeah.
And she just started having a chat with us and everything. And then she asked me, like, because she saw me on the exam day, the entrance exam, and she was like, "Oh, so did you not get in?" And I was like, "No, I was like a few marks away." And she was like, "Oh, okay, I'll check that for you, and if I can do something, I'll pop you in."
Oh.
And then literally, like, the next day, someone called me and came into water and would be like, "So you're going to Toru now?" I was like, "Okay."
I have a question.
Uh-huh. And it was so awkward to walk in.
Yeah.
Because all of you were staring at me.
I do not remember that, but...
Because I was there. Because that girl was my... arguably my only friend at the time.
Right, yeah. Same.
Because... our grandmas knew each other. So I was hanging out with her, and then she was like, "Oh, hey, this is my friend Krishna, by the way." And I was like, "Hi, Krishna." And then the teacher of the class came out, and the teacher of the class is related somehow to this girl.
Yeah.
And this girl was
I don't know how.
Yeah. I don't know either, but I can imagine it's a relation. But she was like, "Oh, girl, who's this friend?" And she's like, "Oh, this is Krishna. She's in Waru." That voice is not meant to be mocking or mean. I'm so sorry. That's just how I imitate literally anyone. "This is my friend Krishna, and she's in Waru." And then she was like, yeah, and then what Krishna said.
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, you did the test where you didn't get in." That test, I don't remember anything
Me
on it.
Neither.
Did you guys study for
it? What was the point of it?
I don't think so. I don't think I studied for it.
I didn't. I rocked up to that day, and I was like, "There's a test."
I remember finishing the math one before the guy that I was like nemesis
competing against.
Yeah, I finished it before him. I don't think I got more points than him. I don't think it's a word.
Is this a nemesis that?
No.
Okay.
The one.
Which one?
Go on.
I don't know how to.
There's too many nemesis in that class.
The one that I went to primary school with, if you remember, the one.
Glasses?
Tall Asian bowl cut?
No. Okay. I didn't know him in primary school.
Who did you know in primary school?
Glasses. Kind of short. He was brown. In my Shakespeare group and we kicked him out.
Brown?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember?
The one that hit me in the head with the volleyball.
Oh my god.
Was that him?
Yep.
Oh, that's... Yeah. So that guy. I remember... I think it was the math one. It was one of them that I finished before
him. He was your nemesis?
Yeah, he was my academic rival.
Damn.
Because we met in, like, year three, and there was one time that I was ahead of him in math in year three, and that was the best day of my life in year three.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember you screaming.
What?
The bar is low. Screaming for what? When?
Why was I screaming?
Why?
When she saw her mark.
What?
When you saw your grade. I heard you scream.
The one where I almost failed in algebra?
What?
No. I don't think...
When you got one more mark than him. When you found out.
I'm talking about year three. I didn't know you in year three.
No, you did this in year eight.
Was it
a math one? I doubt it was a math one. Literacy, I was way better.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
You were better than everybody in literacy. Don't be humble.
The amount of times you spoke in, what was it, 10 minutes of what?
Huh?
We did some writing.
Journal writing.
Yep, for like
oh, this
minutes,
is giving
right?
me traumatic
this
flashbacks.
This is giving me traumatic flashbacks. Why was I always up there reading?
What was that math thing called? We had a specific math name for it.
Ooh.
It wasn't...
It started with N?
They're like... The one morning. That we did at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And then it was one person would do it. And
that's
then
why we had to come half an hour before everyone.
What was it called?
Because it's journal writing and... Oh, this is going to... This is going to annoy me for years. Who can we ask? Yeah, she will remember. I know who.
Do you know who I'm about to do next?
She will remember.
Wait, is this who I think it is?
Probably. Yes. Hold on. I texted her the other day.
Yep.
She should be
Okay, wait.
My
what
God,
was
I
it?
Can't remember.
What was it?
Journal writing
and...
The math thing.
The math thing.
What's the math thing called?
And it was 10 questions.
Yeah, oh my God. That I swear.
Was it quick maths?
No.
Oh, it could be. No.
No. I remember after through half of the year, we got so tired, we just copied from everyone.
Yes.
No, like, we couldn't be bothered.
We were in year 7, and it was like one term in, and we realized, wait, we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Because school starts at 8:55 and you had to be there 8:20 minimum because these 10 questions were not things they taught you and you also could not ask for help.
Yep.
You couldn't ask for help. You couldn't search it up. These weren't things they taught you and the teachers weren't there. So you just have to suffer, I can't lie. Because back then not everybody had a Chromebook and you couldn't have
Oh my God, I remember about my iPad days.
Oh gosh, flashbacks, bro. And you couldn't have your phone out and there was nothing you could do except like struggle. And by the way, if you got them wrong, first of all, you had to say how many you got right in front of everybody.
Yep.
And also if you got too many wrong or you didn't do it, you got reprimanded.
Oh yeah.
And shamed in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I think that class was built.
Psychological torture.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I can't.
Not gonna
explain.
Lie, I enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
I enjoyed it when I was doing well, in math.
I think this is the psychological torture is why we're all still friends at the
I agree. Trauma bonded. And everybody's like, oh, not everything is trauma and it's not that serious. I don't think
we were 11 being being forced to compete against each other.
Like
Hunger Games.
The academic Hunger Games, and I understand it's worse in other countries and in other places, but you have to understand, we came from sunshine and rainbows, and we were put into that class. Mind you, we are 11 years old. I don't think you know the things that were said to us.
Mm-hmm.
I got told that the teacher didn't care if my parents died on the way back to New Zealand, I still had to do all my tasks in maths, so... And I was doing my tasks in maths. I was one task behind, okay? One singular task.
Oh my God, I remember that day.
Yeah, and then I cried, and everybody's like, oh, Samir's so lame, and Samir just cries all the time. And I was like, did you not hear what this lady... And, okay, here, I have to debrief.
Yeah.
My grandma died, and my parents went to India, and it was just me and my two siblings at home, and I didn't like doing homework when my parents weren't there, so I would just hang out and, like, be upset at home because my grandma died and my parents aren't there. And then I came to school, and I was giggling with my friend, okay? And then she was like, why are you guys laughing during math time? And I was like, something was funny, maybe, probably. And then she looked in my math book. She's like, you're not on task. I was like, God forbid a girl is one task behind. And then she's like, why are you not on task? And then I explained it to her. And she's like, I don't care if your parents die along with her on the way back to New Zealand.
Did she say that?
Yeah. That's why I was crying. Why else would I cry? She's like, that still does not give you an excuse to be a task behind.
My God.
11, dog. I'm genuinely 11 years old. So, that's just one of the many things.
I feel like in that class, besides that that dreading math task book every term.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I low-key like that. That's the only thing I like doing.
It was kind of like self... work.
The whole class was self-work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, besides that, the Romeo and Juliet thing, the spelling thing...
Okay, wait.
We did nothing else. And Nukem Ball.
Nukem Ball, the one sport... The smart kids only know how to play one game. It's either run around the field or play Nukem Ball.
We never ran around the field.
And let me run this back to you. Nukem Ball is not Nukem Ball. It's Nuke Them. ball.
Is it nuke them?
Yeah, because it's nuke him. Like
there's like an apostrophe.
Oh, yeah. Apostrophe E-M, ball. Yeah. And that's then, what we were doing, hitting each other. It's not like dodgeball. It's not like netball. It's get out! So that's the one physical activity we were allowed. All the academic rage and rivalry you have, this is where it comes out. We ran around the field maybe once. I almost passed out.
I think that sport specifically is the reason of Sime's concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a concussion and I couldn't see out of my left eye. Well, like the corner of my left eye. From freaking nuking ball, because some kid nuked me. And then if you were the last one standing on your team, you'd have a bunch of people who were considered cool chanting you on, be like, you can do it, Samay, you can do it, and then you get nuked, okay?
Do you remember when someone threw it and it like hit the post and then bounced and then hit the fence and it came back?
Yes.
That was so funny.
And by the way, that was considered totally fine and still counts.
Yeah.
Hello?
I feel like only our class played nuke and ball. No other class.
No, class.
When I tried explaining, saying the name, they were like, what sport is that?
Does nuke and ball even exist in places outside of that class?
I don't know. Class? I think our teacher invented it.
Yeah, so
our male teacher.
Yeah, we had a female teacher and a male teacher. The female teacher was focused on maths and English and yelling and torturing the kids. That was mainly her job. She's still there, mind you.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Oh, my God. And go on.
No, you say.
No, go on.
Okay. The male teacher was focused on rehabilitation. Rehabilitation of these children science. After the torture. Yeah. And also science and
also
arts.
Science.
Science, sports, and arts were on him.
My God, that dreading fucker papa.
I thought you were going to swear.
Yes. Me too.
No, the fucker papa.
Doing the fucker papa was totally fine.
Oh, that was so funny. I remember that. And me and my bare feet at the Hamilton Gardens.
It's still on YouTube.
Wait, that's so true. You mean the fucker papa video that we were all in teams
it's
for?
It's still on YouTube.
And we would work on one project, like one project that wasn't maths and English, for months and months on end. It felt so long. And you know what I would do? Play games in the corner of the room on my newly acquired laptop. Because why do we have like 5 months to make a 30-second video?
Yeah.
And our video was the best one, and we didn't even put much effort in it.
No, did you see the green screen in the scenes that I was in?
Wait.
Your feet.
My ass being in the river, and then my hands being in the fire.
Really?
Literally burning your hands, actually.
I was like, oh, lovely fire. And then when I did the green screen, my hands were inside of
Please,
the fire.
Somebody.
I was sitting in the river. Yeah.
That's really creative of you.
I wasn't in charge of it. I just did what I was told.
Oh, my God. I'm still reminded to this day where it goes up to the tallest guy in class.
Oh, and then it
to me.
Damn. I do remember.
That was so funny. There's just, like, 2 seconds of wall, and then it's you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like panning down, but this nobody's as short as Krishna. Oh, this
what
actually
is
like making me
good. The tallest guy in class to the shortest girl, and we had to stand next to each other.
Yeah.
No one wanted to stand in the middle.
That's actually making me laugh. Please, somebody send the link to that video because I would like to watch it. I need to see it.
Thank you.
But that's the type of environment we sort of came together in. And then the year after that, here we are.
It's so...
Where'd all the time... Okay, sorry.
I remember the specific moment. We were having our end of term, I think it was trigonometry test.
Hmm.
And all of the year 8 girls were in that, you know, that enclosed room?
The breakout room.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And the breakout room that was actually a fishbowl because there was windows on every end of it. And it was not soundproof, despite what anybody told you.
But I remember when we were doing our trigonometry, I was about to say the name.
Our female teacher.
Yeah,
our female teacher. Literally walked out 1 second, shutting the door behind, and everybody started talking like, guys, what's the answer?
Immediately.
What's real camaraderie.
Yes, yeah. I agree. We all hated each other until it was time to gang up against quite literally anyone else.
Yeah.
The teachers, the sports class, a random civilian. We were out to get you. We hated each other. Everybody had their cliques. There was groups. Mm-hmm. There was drama.
Oh, my
there
God.
Was...
That drama in year seven. Oh, my God.
Oh, kill me, kill me, kill me. But there was, like, you know, fights and arguments and rivalry. As soon as it was time to one of us against somebody who's not in the class, oh, it's Lock not in. Me against you. It's the whole Team Toru against you. Like, you better be afraid because all these little dimwits are out to get you.
I remember.
These little nerds are going to beat you up.
Yeah, like, oh, you thought the only thing we could do was maths? This guy is about 3 centimeters tall and the speed of lightning. He'll be smacking you from behind before you even know it.
Oh, my God. I remember our runs to get, was it Moosey's? No.
Juicy's and a garlic bread.
I had one the other day.
Juicy's and wedges and then just running straight to the drama room.
Yes.
Oh, the drama room.
Oh, my God.
Every time I would drive to production, I would just, like, look and be like, oh, look.
Never knew this day would go. Sorry. I'm just, all these songs are coming to my head right now. Damn.
Guys, no matter how much torture it was, year 7 and 8 was peak together.
Together.
Together was
peak. Because I never once passed a math test, but boy, did I have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I always knew, like, when you're getting psychologically tortured in such way, it's important to know that you are more than that. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the friends I had that were, like, you guys, but also the Muslim girlfriends that I had, because I was specifically targeted for being a hijabi Muslim. I can tell you that. I got told I'd have better grades if I didn't pray 5 times a day. I got told...
Oh my God, the runs to the bathroom just to hold your pins.
Oh yeah, because that was the first years I wore a hijab and I didn't know how to wrap it by myself, so I'd need assistance every single time. But also, she told me that Eid was not for children, there was no reason to be awake. Girl, Eid is only for children, but okay.
Jeez.
But this is us. This is us being over.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So... for the last time, is there anything you guys would like to say?
I will miss this.
Yeah. I'll miss the rat in the walls.
Okay.
I feel like somebody's going to cry.
I won't miss the rat in the wall. I won't miss the evil person that I know is knocking on that window.
I remember that. Bloody Mary.
Oh, God. Oh my God. I won't miss Bloody
Mary. I'm literally looking in the mirror.
I'm leaving Bloody Mary in this studio. I can't lie. So... thank you for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
This was like a safe space. Mm-hmm. A safe space where anybody could access my deepest, darkest secrets through our show. But that's okay. I don't mind.
So for the last time, shall we?
Yes. For the very, very last time together, this is Sameya.
Emma.
And Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.